Kane and Bucks. Can't stop
addicted to the very, very good morning to you and welcome to Kane and Bucks. We have a big show coming up on the McCafe menu today. They're our official coffee partner. The Buck stops here. Tom Morris with the latest news speaks volumes and would love your calls as well. You can get involved. In fact, whenever you like, right now, if you want to get something off your chest, 1-300-736-736. Terrific couple of games yesterday on Sunday, which maybe save the round, and two unlikely great games with Richmond just getting up over the Giants and then a cracking game at Marvel yesterday afternoon. The Collingwood champion is alongside of me, as he is each and every Monday. Nathan Buckley is his name. Bucks, good morning.
Hello, Kano. How are you?
Good. Fired up. Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah, no, we've got to have a bit of an on-air conversation, don't we?
Well, I feel like you're a disappointed parent.
I'm not. But we will. It'll be about joy to go. So we'll get there out of seven. But it was a round saved in some way. And the bye period is an interesting one to go through. I don't mind it. I think on the other side it's crucial. It's crucial for the players. It's crucial for the football staff to be able to have that breather mid season. And I think the competition has done a great job at being able to roll on. You do have some flat days or flat rounds in this period, but I think it's important to be able to just to step back, take a breather, whether you're a supporter, a player, or a staff member, even for us, it's all right not to have that full on 9 games a week every round of the year, and I don't mind it.
I just wonder whether a blanket 1 week off for everyone is better, and we have no football, because I can imagine the people that you speak of at footy clubs and staff are still consuming it, and if there was just a blanket 1 week off for everyone, that would be a bit more refreshing.
I think the underpinning reasons for everything is generally economics.
Correct.
So it's money. So you don't want to give other sports a free hit by removing yourself entirely from the market. I think that's what drives the decisions around the rolling by. But then again, we have 10 teams finish the year and 8 teams have a bye leading into the finals at present. So that's probably about fueling and feeding the anticipation of what's to come in the next 4 weeks. But the logic of it, all I know is from the other side, to have that week off, whether it's a whole competition or whether it's just for you, is crucial in the middle of the year.
Is there anything more off Broadway than the A-League Grand Final, Bucks? Did you even know it was on?
No.
It's incredible
that,
how...
Is that bad by us?
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably both. The lack of promotion of the sport, maybe we're not seeking it. Is the timing right for them? Because Central Coast got it done 6-1. Over Melbourne City, 26.
Did you hear me typing away?
I did. 26,000 there in Sydney. I just wasn't a drop in the ocean. So I don't know if there is any A-League supporters that watched it, consumed it. Are you concerned about the sport? Because the promotion, the lead up, the build up would not have even known it was on.
No, and I reckon we'll cop a bit of a whack. I feel like I'll cop a whack for this
But I don't think you're on your own.
No, a fair point. But no, I had no idea it was even on.
Yeah, that's the point. So, did you out there watch the A-League Grand Final? Did you notice the build up to it, the promotion of it, and what needs to be done to resurrect this sport, which is on its knees now, off the back of the World Cup and everything in Australia's heroics in that? What an opportunity to build it up into something significant, but goes to show just how far down the pecking order of sports in this country it has gone.
Well, I've been prepping myself for my game.
Yes,
in,
how'd
in
that
seven
go?
Weeks, and the physio, the bloke that's working on me has been like a bit of a doyen in the soccer industry. Mm-hmm. I've been there 4 times in the last 4 weeks. He's not talking about it. So he was talking more about Ange and what's happening over in Celtic and what's happening the other side of the world, and a bit of AFL. He's involved there as well. But no, nothing about this. And a Melbourne team is involved. My God.
I know. The text line is up and running. We had a few issues last week, but we are back. Get stuck into him, Bucks. The way he goes at players is terrible. A-League don't promote it, and unfortunately, no one watches it on Channel 10. And in regards to the bye, this one week off for everyone is way better. I hate the rolling bye, says Mark. And why? I know this is done to death, this topic, but why wouldn't the AFL split the Saturday night games so they're on at a different time when there's only seven games on?
Did you watch a game on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, I did the game live, the Geelong game.
You did Geelong? Yeah. Okay, so I had a choice. I'm sitting there at home. I chose the Gold Coast Adelaide game. I was really interested to see how the Suns responded and whether they went again in Darwin. And I've been watching it. I've been a fan of what Adelaide have put together. Mm. And I was really keen to see whether, because I thought that was going to be a real hard game for them to win, given the Suns' experiences up in those conditions. Mm. And, geez, it was a good game of footy. It was a really good game.
All right, we'll go through that a little bit later on with Speaks Volumes, where we go through all of the games and ask the question, who does the result speak volumes about? Corey, what is going on with the A-League? Did you watch the grand final? And welcome to you.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. Look, I was just going to say, in terms of the A-League, I think what's happened there is they've just made it so inaccessible for the average punter to watch. So to give you a bit of background, I've got a European background. So my family likes soccer. My grandpa would watch every single A-League game, but he's about 80 years old, and he doesn't even know how to use this Paramount Plus on his TV. So he doesn't watch any games anymore, and that's just one example of a soccer fan who now doesn't watch it. But then you've got a lot of my friends, for example, who love their AFL, who if we were out on a Saturday night having a few beers, we'd potentially watch the A-League Grand Final if it was on free-to-air. But we can't watch it now because everything's on Paramount Plus. So I know the Grand Final was on free-to-air, but it's more just getting that engagement throughout the season. And it comes to the English Premier League too. It's the same with the Champions League. You need Stan Sports. So there's a subscription for almost every single competition now. Yeah. And I think it's just taking away the accessibility.
I think, and the AFL, I think, were conscious of that when they had heaps of money chucked at them from Paramount, wasn't it? And the streaming ones, they wanted to clearly get the most money that they possibly could, but keep it as accessible to the fans as they possibly can. Corey, it's a really good point. If anyone else has got a thought out there, send it through on the Temper text. Frank, you want to speak about the Bombers who just got it done against a pretty impressive North Melbourne last night at Marvel. What's your thoughts, buddy?
G'day, Bucks. G'day, Kano. Yeah, look, I've got to commend North Melbourne. Those young blokes really stood up, and they should have really deserved the win, really. But to Western's credit, I've got to credit our young blokes too. They got headed, I don't know how many times in that last quarter they got headed, and they just keep bouncing back and bouncing back and bouncing back and got the job done. And that's what all you can ask of a team. If they keep getting off the mat and just keep going and keep going, and that's a great sign for Essendon supporters to see guys not give up and just keep coming back, you know, because North threw everything at us, and to their credit, they're going to be a good team next year. You watch them next year.
Good on you, Frank. Appreciate your thoughts. I had that written down that there was a big centre bounce in the last quarter. For North, it was Phillips, Sheasel and Wardlaw, and they just got it done out of the centre bounce. It led to a Zuha goal.
Well, you Simkin went off early. LDU's not playing.
Yeah.
So you've got a few there that are going to come in and make it better in the long term as well. So you're missing the guts of your midfield and still had the the capacity and the ability to get it done and the drive. I want to talk about them at seven around the energy that there seems to be around the North Melbourne side, and it's pretty impressive last 3 weeks.
Let's go to Angelo, who's on the road. Tell us about the A-League, Angelo.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Cornsey and Bucks. I love your analysis. Look, I just got a quick comment. The A-League, the reason why hardly anyone knew about it was they signed a contract to have it in Sydney for 3 years, and effectively it becomes a Sydney-centric game, and one New South Wales team made it, so no one cared. They don't care. They treat it the same way as rugby league. You know, they're only interested in their local competition, and it isolates the rest of Australia. So that's an own goal by Soccer Australia, looking at the dollars and not looking long term. It's pretty ordinary.
Good on you, Angelo. Thanks for your thoughts.
A lot of northern states say that about AFL in Victoria, don't they?
Yeah. And something about,
and even SA.
Something about the culture with just knowing it's at the MCG. A little bit different with the A-League, newer competition. And I think he makes a reasonable point about selling it off, which was heavily criticised.
Makes you appreciate Fox, like for an AFL person, to Fox football. Like that's, well, Fox footy when it was, you know, came around, you thought, I mean, that was a big call. And that station was run for a long time, probably at a loss. But the investment of Fox into the AFL and have its own channel there,
100%.
It's amazing.
100%. And it's that, it's the investment, the programming that supports the footy, the talent that they've got, the, you know, the shows during the week. It's a full-on investment that Fox have made.
And it was built before it was probably ready to
definitely
be absorbed.
Definitely.
But now it seems like it's just, I mean, it would be a really important part of the Fox offer to viewers. And it's far more, it seems far more accessible to me than some of the viewing platforms.
Well, and that KO has really helped up as well. Yeah. Like if you don't want Foxtel, you just want the sport, just grab KO. So a good point. Kieran,
wait on. Will Phillips. Coming like a train.
Coming at us like
coming
a train.
Like a train.
He's solid. Yeah, I'd still love him to penetrate a bit more with his ball use and go forward. He's a handballer.
He might not be that type of player in the end. He might be a connector.
I think he's got
power though.
More than, but I don't think we're seeing the full body of
We don't at early stages, but he is one of those young guys that, as you said, in that centre bounce that gets it done when they need to. And I know you're a fan of Wardlaw.
Oh my goodness.
He can be a bit scruffy at times.
Don't worry about him. He's got everything you
want. Well, you know what? Don't worry. Eventually, we'll be into him about not doing this
true.
Or not doing that.
That's
true. But the scrutiny is absolutely severe. Remember Matty Rowe's first five games and how we were all over him, and then all of a sudden we wondered, he hasn't got an outside game. Like, so this is a rite of passage as you go along your career. If you show talent when above expectations, bang, you get put in a pedestal and pushed up higher.
I know
that. And it comes the other way, and then it levels out.
But when you first see someone, and there's sometimes you just see a young player and you go, oh my goodness, wow. And we all look back to Judd and he kicked those five games at the Gabba, and you know, I remember watching Connor Rosie in his first, he kicked five against West Coast. That was that moment for me with Wardlaw yesterday.
Have you heard about confirmation bias? Do you know what that is?
Well, when you believe something and then you look for your belief. Right?
Yeah. It happens in all of us.
Definitely.
Some people are more conscious of it than others, but when you have that first guttural feeling about an individual or a situation, you basically look for evidence to basically back up the way that you have viewed it initially. So the way you go about your viewing and the fact that you're in this position and you love to put your flag in the ground, it's pretty hard for you to move off those initial
sometimes
ones.
You barrack for your opinion.
Yeah, and your confirmation bias is probably stronger than most.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
So that's my aim in the next, I mean, even the rest of this year. Not to uncover it, just to help you through it.
Okay,
you know?
All right. Well, this
I don't give a stuff what anyone thinks.
This is the ramble, Kieran. We'll get to you, I promise. Just stick around. Be patient for us because I'd love to hear what you've got to say. Breathe easy with clean, pure air, 24/7 protection with Plasma Guard Pro. And this is Kane & Bucks. We're underway for Melbourne Airport parking, now offering value terminal and premium parking. Park at Melbourne Airport for just $12 a day, and for the Kogan Money credit card, a great value card. When did you first see a young player and you went, wow, this guy is going to be something special? Let us know your thoughts.